This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The scheduled debate on a bill overhauling Alaska's oil and gas tax credits didn't happen on Wednesday. Speaker of the House Mike Chenault pulled the bill, saying it didn't have enough votes to pass. Members of the Republican-led House majority are unhappy with a provision of the bill that changes tax credits in Cook Inlet. But members of the Democratic minority also don't like the bill. They say it's too generous to industry. Meanwhile, with just 4 days left in the session, a separate bill is advancing in the Senate, which could become the basis for a law rather than the House bill. And as APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, it also has plenty of critics.
The Senate bill is still a moving target. It was rushed through the Resources Committee this week. The Republican leadership released a new version Tuesday evening and passed it Wednesday, with Minority Democrat Bill Willikowski of Anchorage complaining on Twitter that he didn't even have time to draft amendments, adding hashtag bad process. But if Democrats like Willikowski are unhappy, that's nothing compared to how the oil and gas industry feels.
This is a nuclear bomb for Cook Inlet.
That's Kara Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, speaking about a proposal to zero out all cash support for small companies in Cook Inlet as of 2018. To balance the cut, the bill would also set taxes at zero, collecting revenue only through royalties. Rebecca Logan, general manager of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, was even sharper.
You guys didn't do your job. On March 15th, when the budget came out of the Senate and was at $4.6 billion, I knew that we were going to get to a point where you were going to have to come to the oil industry because you didn't do your job on the budget. And so here we are. The policy call you're faced with right now is, are we going to put more taxes on an industry that is hemorrhaging?
The Senate bill doesn't include a hard minimum oil tax requested by the governor, and largely as a result, it would raise significantly less, under $100 million a year by the time it goes fully into effect in 2020, about a quarter of the governor's proposal. But the bill does include a controversial measure to end tax perks for new oil on the North Slope after 5 years. Those lower taxes are a key part of the current system. As the bill left the Senate Resources Committee, Chair Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican who is generally sympathetic to industry, said nobody is happy.
Nobody is winning right now. Nobody is winning with this bill. It's very difficult for me to offer this kind of legislation, knowing what it will do to this resource development. And I don't want to see those jobs lost.
The bill is now in the hands of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, the last stop before it goes to the full Senate. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
The minority leader of the Alaska House says if his caucus is not satisfied with changes to the state's oil and gas tax credit program, it'll be hard to justify going into a major state savings account to help cover state costs. Minority Leader Chris Tuck says it would also be hard to justify asking people to pay taxes or make changes to the Alaska Permanent Fund dividends without tax credit changes, at least on par with what Governor Bill Walker has proposed. Legislative leaders have said they would look to draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to help cover budget costs. To meet the threshold generally needed to do that in the House, 30 votes are needed, meaning some support from the Democratic-led minority is necessary. Attorney General Craig Richards says Governor Bill Walker's administration is generally pleased with the legislative proposal calling for structured annual draws from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings, but the administration is suggesting some changes. One option would be to put production taxes and royalties into the fund to help account for varying revenues. The other, Richards says, would be to reduce the amount that's drawn out if oil prices rise. The House and Senate Finance Committees released draft plans calling for annual draws of 5.25% of the average market value of the fund for the first five of the preceding six fiscal years. Richards told House Finance Wednesday that's a little aggressive as the bill is written. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.